This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 8th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Good evening. A warm and pleasant night across Israel, perfect for those stepping out. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem has a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, Times of Israel reports that an IDF strike killed six in Gaza earlier this hour. Among the dead is reportedly an 8-year-old boy. Three top Islamic Jihad operatives were also killed over the weekend. Israel briefly closed crossings amid ongoing clashes with Iran. Also, Walla reports that former Prime Minister Bennett warned this hour about the normalization of threats from Iran. He criticized the current leadership amid the conflict with Iran. Also this hour, JNS reports that Israel Katz stated any attack on Israel's north will trigger a strike on Hezbollah strongholds. Katz emphasized continued IDF operations in Lebanon against Hezbollah. Separately, JTA highlights the resilience of Israelis amid recurring conflicts after Iranian attacks this morning. Schools are closed and hospitals have moved underground due to the latest flare-up. And finally, Axios notes that Israel struck Iranian military targets in a new phase of conflict. This is the first reported attack on Iran since the April ceasefire. Here's what people are saying online. Joe Truzman noted just minutes ago that Mohammed Ibrahim Hamada, a Hamas spokesperson, was a commander killed by the IDF after the October attack. The Times of Israel posted that six were killed in the Gaza strikes, with crossings temporarily closed due to Iran-related fighting. Israel's foreign ministry commented moments ago that the Iranian regime invests heavily in Hezbollah, causing both international terror and local suffering. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strikes in Gaza, according to Times of Israel, these attacks targeted key figures within Islamic Jihad. The strikes are part of a broader strategy to weaken militant capabilities. The temporary closure of crossings reflects heightened security concerns. Turning to Bennett's warning, Walla reports that his remarks underscore a growing fear of escalation with Iran. He criticized what he sees as a lack of decisive action from the current government. This highlights the political tensions amid ongoing conflict. Meanwhile, Israel Katz's statement on Hezbollah comes as tensions rise. JNS outlines that any aggression from Lebanon will meet with strong retaliation. This approach aims to deter further provocations along Israel's northern border. The ongoing conflict's impact on daily life in Israel is evident. JTA explains that the closure of schools and underground hospitals show the stark realities faced by civilians. This environment of constant readiness disrupts normalcy for many. That strike on Iran earlier today, reported by Axios, marks a significant military escalation. It follows an Iranian missile attack, showing the fragility of the ceasefire. The implications for regional stability are profound. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports a dispute over a Tel Aviv luxury penthouse sale amid Iranian missile strikes. Buyers are demanding compensation due to conflict-related delays, highlighting the war's impact on real estate. Separately, Globes announces that Israeli digital insurer Honeycomb raised $40 million. Operating in 20 U.S. states, they focus on insuring apartment buildings and condo associations. And finally, Walla Business reveals the Treasury's updated plan amid a growing deficit. Despite ongoing conflicts, there's a focus on tax collection and addressing national insurance challenges. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. For the latest, this bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.